Good morning and welcome to the DF Sermon YouTube channel. I am Rezzle11 and you can find me on X at Rezzle11 Grinds. We are going to take a look at some pitching for today, the 7th of September. Thursday, just a 6-game slate today. Not really sure about any weather issues yet. I would guess that we're probably pretty light in the weather concerns today. Some of the Midwest is cooling down, but doesn't look like we have much from Midwest action other than in Wrigley. So the biggest question mark is the wind in Wrigley. And I would guess that the wind is blowing slightly in. Game total of just 8.5. That's with Ryan Nelson and Javier Assad on the mound. So I would guess that the total for that game would be 11 if the wind was blowing out. So, but something we'll want to check into as the day progresses. Let's go first to Luis Castillo, a -135 road favorite. Has not been as good on the road this season. Did struggle with Tampa Bay the first time he faced them. Road numbers just are not strong. Did go into Chicago and dominate recently, but start in New York and even Kansas City, rough. K's weren't there in those starts either. I think he's pretty volatile in this spot. I will definitely have some shares, but I can see myself going lighter than I might like to. Obviously, we don't have a ton of great pitching options on a 6-game slate. So that kind of just immediately raises his percentage, you know, in my run. But if I had to guess right now, and thankfully I don't, I would guess that I'm probably more on the 20 to 30% range than, you know, than getting myself to 40 to 50. So maybe I'll end up underweight on Luis Castillo, which would be shocking. Max Fried, Atlanta is a -320 favorite. Fried coming off an elite start against the Dodgers. Kind of ramping back up. Has not been as strong at home. K numbers down, walks up, home runs up. Hits per up. So, such a small sample size this season for him, though, with injuries, etc. I know St. Louis destroyed Atlanta pitching last night. I think I'm still going to have to go to Fried. I think I like him more than Luis Castillo on this slate, but I will definitely have St. Louis stacks based on how they've been swinging the bat in the series. Eduardo Rodriguez against the Yankees. The Yankees are a -165 home favorite. Rodriguez, stronger fantasy point wise on the road. Has pitched in Yankee Stadium before, coming from, you know, being a Boston pitcher. He's kind of on an every other start streak over the last week and a half to 2 weeks. Actually, it'd be a month. I don't mind him. A young Yankees lineup can struggle a little bit. There's plenty of upside. We know that the Yankees can strike out. So that part is intriguing. I just worry about home runs showing up. He's not a big home run guy, so he should be able to keep the ball in the yard. And being left-handed probably helps him a bit. To avoid that short porch, because I assume the Yankees will be a pretty right-hand heavy lineup today. But as you can see so far going through, we have some names, but we have some question marks with them as well. Griffin Canning, do not see a line in this game yet. It's been really solid the last couple starts. Cleveland, not exactly an offense that I am afraid of. Yes, they aren't a huge K team, etc., but they aren't a very powerful offense either. So I don't mind taking my chances against an offense like that. Clean innings do matter too on DK. Obviously, we prefer some strikeouts to really rack up points, but clean innings help rack up points as well. So Griffin Canning's certainly going to be in play for me. Ryan Pepiot. I didn't realize he was sent down after his last start where he was solid. So he's being recalled again. Excellent arm. Miami's not a super dangerous opponent. I think they have scored a few runs recently. The Dodgers are a -125 favorite. Game total of 8.5. I would guess he's probably still in the 80 to 85 pitch range, which is a little annoying with, the Dodgers and young guys. So probably still looking at 5 innings only. But I'm a fan in the matchup. Braxton Garrett was decent against the Dodgers the first time. Hasn't been as strong at home. But he's somebody that I think has been really good this year. K numbers have kind of disappeared over the last month. Super volatile. I'm not really going to pick on the Dodgers with pitching, but on a 6-game slate, I might have to include Garrett as a 10% play, just in case, because we have seen the Dodgers over the last couple weeks have these random games where they strike out a bunch. So it'll be interesting to see. Carlos Rodon. I mentioned the Yankees are -165 favorite. He hasn't been great, but he has been decent at home. A few starts of being decent, not amazing. Finally did cross the, got to 7 Ks. So maybe Ks are starting to come back. Extra day of rest. I'm interested enough, only because we're limited in pitching options. If this was a full slate, I probably wouldn't use Rodon again. I know he did get to the 7 strikeouts 2 starts ago, but dropping back down to 4 last start, I want to see a little bit of consistency, and I just don't believe he's 100% healthy. Javier Assad, it's been really good the last 2 starts, 7 Ks, so the Ks have been there as well. If the wind's blowing in, I definitely have to like Assad. I'm an Arizona offensive fan, but Carroll getting hurt yesterday kind of hurts their lineup a bit. I'm intrigued, but I do need the wind to be for sure not blowing out in that game to choose the pitching. Zach Little has not looked good the last few. He's had some strong starts that kind of fizzled. I'm probably not going to pick on Seattle right now, but they can strike out, even though they may not be striking out as much right now because of how hot they've been offensively. But they can strike out. So if you wanted to use Little to be a little different, then I wouldn't blame you. I just don't know that I'm going there. Ryan Nelson, I'm just not interested in Nelson. The wind would have to be blown in at like 20 miles an hour for me to consider him at this point. Cal Quantrill made his return from the IL, about a 2-month stint. Just 2 strikeouts, but just 2 hits allowed to Tampa Bay. Overall numbers weren't spectacular, 3 walks. But I like the matchup. A weak Angels lineup, especially if Shohei is still out. I think Quantrill is the spend down guy that offers us an upside on the slate. And no thank you to Adam Wainwright, especially against Atlanta. Atlanta will be the chalkiest offense by far on this slate. So there we have it. There's my first look at pitching for today. Not the greatest pitching slate or alignment. Probably just going to have to get creative with bets when it comes to your MME and everything. So. But yeah, if you enjoy what I bring to you, please hit the like button, hit the subscribe button, turn the notification bell on, get the alert anytime we drop videos here at DFS Army. If you want to get access to our tools, coaches, sheets, Discord, etc. I will put links in the description below. You can use promo code RAZ, RAZ, for 10% off monthly. And as always, best of luck, everybody.